Farage predicts 20,000 illegal boat migrants will arrive in 2021. Condemns media for conspiracy of silence. By Victoria Friedman on May 15, 2021. Nigel Farage has predicted that with the number of illegal aliens landing by boat on British shores growing year on year, some 20,000 migrants could arrive in 2021. The Brexit leader also condemned the mainstream media for failing to cover the crisis, vowing on his return to the UK to get out into a boat and report for himself what is happening in the English Channel. Mr. Farage's predictions are in line with those made by the mass migration skeptic think tank Migration Watch UK, which released a report in April saying that 20,000 illegals could cross the English Channel from France by the end of this year. Addressing viewers on his YouTube channel, Farage, who is currently on a grassroots conservative tour of the United States, noted that year on year, the numbers of illegal migrants coming from the developing world via France had been increasing exponentially. Mr. Farage said, "To date, the number that have come illegally across the English Channel, at least the number we know of, is now approaching 3,000. I said this time last year that 5,000 people might come throughout 2020. I was wrong. The figure was 8,500. I'm telling you on the current projections this year, it is going to be 20,000 people." Frustrated by the establishment media's failure to cover the growing crisis in the English Channel last year, Mr. Farage got into a boat and began reporting on the phenomena himself, uncovering the French Navy escorting migrant vessels into British waters. Reporting claims many more migrants were arriving under cover of darkness and disappearing without being processed by immigration enforcement officers, and that illegals were being housed in hotels and given VIP tours of Anfield Football Stadium while Britons were under lockdown. Last year, Mr. Farage criticized the mainstream media for failing to cover the migrant crossings. News outlets sought to catch up with the Brexit leader. However, reporting later on the French Navy escorting migrant boats and illegals intentionally evading detection away from the UK and therefore unable to conduct his own investigations, Mr. Farage criticized the media on Friday for again seemingly to be avoiding the issue, saying, "This time last year I started going out into the English Channel to expose our own border crisis, and I did it because the mainstream media were not covering the subject. As a result of me going out there, we actually got mainstream media to cover the story. Well, I bet you don't know what's going on in the English Channel right now because the mainstream media are not covering this at all," he continued. Condemning the media, Farage said, "I really do genuinely think that there is a conspiracy of silence amongst our broadcasters who don't wish this issue to even be discussed. What I will promise you is when I am back in the UK from this tour of the US, I'll be back out in the English Channel on a boat. And I'll get some footage, and I'll make sure the mainstream media have to wake up to what's going on." Farage also criticized the government for talking tough but not acting to stop illegal immigration, fearing that despite legislative acts of Parliament, we will continue to be humiliated on our borders. The Brexit leader said, "Every time I raise this issue, Priti Patel, the Home Secretary, comes out with a big, tough statement about what we're going to do. We're now told that anybody that comes into the UK through a safe country will not be able to claim refugee status. Fine, but what she hasn't said is what will happen to them. Will they be returned back to France from whence they came? We have no agreement with the French to do so, and what it means is nothing is going to change whatsoever." The Guardian reported last week that government sources claim that despite new rules to return illegals to the last safe country they were in before crossing the Channel, not a single European Union country has signed an agreement with the United Kingdom to take them back.